Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. Did you enjoy your week? More importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? Each week, I begin the show with that question because there is nothing more important than prayer. Prayer is a direct connection to Jesus, and through prayer, we can talk to Jesus anytime about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a meaningful relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without any stress, worries, or fears. It took me a long time to understand what I just told you, because when I was younger, I had very little faith and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. That all changed for me in 2010, when through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about how we all need to count our blessings, and how each of us must be thankful for the special gifts the Lord has given us, because they are what make us who we are, and we should never take them for granted. On today's show, we'll speak about something that I don't think many of us think much of, or understand for that matter, and that is being empowered by God. I'm sure many of us have heard that phrase, but what exactly does it mean to be empowered by God? According to the dictionary, the word empowerment means being given the authority to do something, in essence, to follow a directive or a mandate. In the biblical world, we take that one step further because it's God who is commanding something for us to follow. When we have a deep, intimate relationship with our Lord, He empowers us to live as He wishes. We may be amazed by an experience we had when we didn't believe we had the ability to do or say what we did that turned out to bring us huge success with something. Well, what really happened is that through our faith and relationship with the Lord, He empowered us, and that's what made whatever it was happen. When we pray regularly, when we show our Lord our devotion, our love, and how thankful we are for all we have, He empowers us all the time, bringing us to where He wants us to be. There are many times that each of us may find ourselves being empowered by God, such as when we find ourselves experiencing tremendous confidence to do something we didn't think we'd be able to do. It could be giving that successful business presentation in front of 200 people, or completing that do-it-yourself project we had never done before without any problems. There are many times when we are being empowered by God that we're not aware of, because once the Lord gives us His will, we automatically carry out His wishes without thinking about it. Each of us, indeed, has the freedom of will to make our own choices and decisions. We should pray on them before acting. But even with us deciding what we want for ourselves, very often, the Lord is working behind the scenes, bringing us to where He wants us to be by empowering us. We can trust that the Lord will always have our best interests in mind and will lead us to the place He wants us to be, oftentimes much better than we could have ever imagined. We just have to keep our faith strong, pray to Jesus often, and trust Him. Let us receive His special gifts, which happen every time we are being empowered by God. Understanding how the Lord empowers us to follow His wishes is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about being empowered by God. The Lord empowers us to live as better Christians. He empowers us to fulfill His wishes by how we treat others, by putting their needs before our own. As Christians, our lives here on earth must be driven by following the laws and commands of our God, and it is our God who empowers us to do so by guiding us and directing us with how He wants us to live. In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." This Bible verse tells us that when we are being empowered by God, He is giving us strength to make us strong so we can carry out His will. This is all part of God's plan, and it is why we follow His laws and commands as Christians. The first song I'm going to play today is an image song. The song is called "Through Your Eyes." Can any of us imagine what it would be like to see the world through the eyes of Jesus? What would we see? I'm sure we would not see any hatred, any prejudice, any cruelty or violence. I think we would see instead nothing but beauty and love. When I wrote this song, I thought about how we would see the world through the eyes of Jesus. In the verses, we hear about our wants and our needs, and not recognizing the needs of others before our own. Then in the chorus, what it might be like to see the world through the eyes of Jesus. Please listen now to my song, "Through Your Eyes."
We think we know and understand how to give of ourselves. We turn away from those in need and offer to comfort us, ignoring all the wants of those in need because of fear. It's those we will not trust. If we could see the world through your eyes, such love and harmony, and if we could, we would realize, Lord, how great you are. If we could see the world through your eyes, we believe we know what is best. It's how we choose to lead our lives. We hear your word, yet we drift away when we close our eyes. We talk to you, but what do we pray? Do we hear what you ask? To help those in give of ourselves, it's such a simple task. If we could see the world through your eyes, such love and harmony, and if we could, we would realize, Lord, how great you are. If we could see and love, if only such a place, Lord, could ever be. If we could see the world
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Today's topic is being empowered by God. When God empowers us, He is giving us a gift, for He is granting us a special power to do something He has commanded. As Christians, it's fine to ask the Lord to empower us for something we seek whenever we want to, and we do that through prayer. If we have a particular goal we wish to achieve, a health matter we are concerned about, a financial problem we are struggling with, a relationship issue we can't resolve, and so many other challenges we deal with, we are free to seek the Lord to ask Him to empower us to get beyond the problem or stumbling block we are facing. We do that through prayer. When we want the Lord to empower us, there is nothing more important than prayer, because when we have a deep and intimate relationship with our Lord, He empowers us. That intimate relationship can only come from prayer. The more we pray, the more thankful we are for all that we have, the more that we tell the Lord we love Him, and the more He sees us praying for others, the greater chance we have for Him to empower us. God will empower us for the things we wish, provided they fit into His plan as well as what He wants for us. Empowerment is a gift from God, and only He can decide when He wants to grant that gift. We can also pray to the Lord and ask Him to empower others who we see need His help. A neighbor has not been feeling well, and we're worried for them. They refuse to go to the doctor because they're afraid of what they may be told. Pray to Jesus or God directly and ask for them to be empowered with strength and the ability to get the medical help they need. Your brother has allowed his pride to get in his way, quitting his job because of a disagreement with his boss. The immediate loss of income has put a tremendous strain on his marriage. Pray to Jesus or God directly and ask Him to be empowered to straighten things out before the marriage ends in divorce. When we show the Lord our concern for others, we have a greater chance of Him empowering us for our needs, because we're putting the needs of others before our own, and that's showing the Lord we are following His laws and commands. So as we go through our week, pray at least once every day. Whether we pray to Jesus or God directly, start by thanking Him for all we have. Let Him know how much we love Him and that we trust Him. Then pray for whatever we need and be sure to pray for others. Understanding the importance of prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's theme is being empowered by God. God will never lead us in the wrong direction. He will never bring us to a place that is not good for us. No, our God is a loving God and only has the best intentions in mind for each and every one of us. And for that reason, He is constantly empowering us to fulfill His wishes, because they bring us to where He wants us to be. The person who was content with a modest job until one day they have a life-changing experience, causing them to start their own business and winds up being very successful. That may have been because the Lord orchestrated that life-changing experience and led them to start their own business. But what's the benefit? The business was a medical research company able to provide many medical treatments free of charge for those without medical insurance. That's the type of thing that can only happen when one is empowered by God. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" This Bible verse makes it clear that when it's the will of God, nothing will stop it. When we are being empowered by God, it is certain that whatever He commands of us will happen, and there is no stopping it. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song about trust. As Christians, we must love the Lord, but we must also trust the Lord. The song is called, I Trust in You. When I wrote this song, I thought about what my life was like before I found Jesus and how difficult life could be, and then how it changed once I found the Lord. In the verses, we hear how uneasy life can be when we choose to go it alone. Then in the chorus, how much better life is when we have Jesus with us and trust Him to lead us. The key line in the chorus is, He's the man with the plan, and He is every time we let Him lead. Please listen now to my song, I Trust in You. Right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the eighth Sunday in ordinary time. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus tell his disciples several parables, starting with, "Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit?" He continues with many more, making the point that we as Christians must always be aware of our own actions and not concern ourselves with the actions of others. We are judged for how we live and not being critical of others. Jesus ends the gospel saying, "A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil, for from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks." The message is that long before we speak or act, we must know our hearts. The psalm for today is Psalm 92, "Lord, it is good to give thanks to you." This psalm tells us that praising and expressing one's gratitude to God is not only right and fitting, but also brings joy and benefits to the person giving thanks. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 92, "Lord, it is good to give thanks to you." We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Why God Allows Pain. A man went to a barber shop to have his hair cut and his beard trimmed. As the barber began to work, they began to have a good conversation. They talked about so many things and various subjects. When they eventually touched on the subject of God, the barber said, I don't believe that God exists. Why do you say that? Asked the customer. Well, you just have to go out in the street to realize that God doesn't exist. Tell me, if God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be abandoned children? If God existed, there would be neither suffering nor pain. I can't imagine a loving God who would allow all of these things. The customer thought for a moment, but didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument. The barber finished his job and the customer left the shop. Just after he left the barber shop, he saw a man in the street with long, stringy, dirty hair and an untrimmed beard. He looked dirty and unkempt. The customer turned back and entered the barber shop again, and he said to the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." How can you say that? Asked the surprised barber. I am here, and I am a barber, and I just worked on you. No, the customer exclaimed. Barbers do not exist, because if they did, there would be no people with dirty long hair and untrimmed beards like that man outside. Ah, but barbers do exist. That's what happens when people do not come to me. Exactly, affirmed the customer. That's the point. God, too, does exist. That's what happens when people do not go to Him and do not look to Him for help. That's why there's so much pain and suffering in the world. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Oh.